This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. This month, I'm talking about schools in the county. In a description submitted by Edna Queen and Elizabeth Queen for inclusion in a booklet for a Ross School reunion, Dieter Township had two of the earliest schools in the county. District 11 of Pine Creek, Brookside, located 1 mile east and 1 mile south of Pine Creek, next to the creek. Attendance records were on file in the courthouse at the time of the reunion and now stored at the Roseau County Museum, dating as far back as 1889. In 1897, Arne Knudsen was clerk, Fred Larson was treasurer, and K.T. Oyen the director. The children of Brookside School first attended class in the old Pine Creek Church, which was made out of logs that had been cut to make a fort, but were not needed when the Indian uprising did not materialize. District 20 in Ross, located in the town of Ross, has records as far back as 1898. Some of its early officers were George Davis as clerk, Seaver Erickson as treasurer, and Martin Broughton as director. The teacher in 1898 was Etta Deanne, and the superintendent was L.P. Dahlquist. Also organized that year was District 10 North, Pine Creek. District 36 is referred to in the Northland, located 1 mile west of Pine Creek. Its officers were Hans Haugen as clerk, Thor Vick as treasurer, and G.T. Haugen as director. District 10 South, Solem, was located 3 miles south of the Pine Creek Church. In 1898, its teacher was Mary S. Lockram. Not much is known about the Swen Oy School, which was located in Section 8, next to the Icelandic Cemetery, sometimes called the Old Pine Creek Cemetery. It was used by Concordia for their church. The Pine Creek, Brookside, Solem, Duxby, and Pulitz Township, and Ross Schools consolidated in 1946. Individual schoolhouses from each district were moved to Ross at this time to provide facilities for grades 1 through 8. One building was used for a cafeteria. It was the first time hot lunches were provided. In another document in the museum files, this one written by Etta Linder, she tells about several schools in Moranville Township. One of those buildings became the largest building in the Ross schoolyard. Here's her description of that school. The Freeman School, District 82, Section 20, was built in 1903 when George Freeman gave a plat of land for the school and served on its first school board. It, too, served to educate the children of the first settlers of the area, and as roads were improved and cars came into the picture, more transportation easier, several of the original rural schools were consolidated and now larger schools were built. In 1951, this school also consolidated with Warroad, and in 1953, the school building was bought by the Pine Creek School and moved to its new location. Three other schools from Moranville that Etta listed were these. Swift School, Section 2, began about 1902 in C.E. Carlquist's homestead shack. Later, Eddie Fee, seeking education for the children and using horses for transportation, visited families in the community, enrolling sufficient students to organize a school district. A.M. Lambie, John Landbeck, and Ole Matson were possible early school board officers in the log school erected on the John F. Maher land, presently owned by Curtis Johnson. In 1912, the school was moved to Swift, where a new building was erected. Bloom School, District 24, Section 8, began in the early 1900s on a corner of land donated by Joseph Blooms and still stands as a landmark along County 5, 2.5 miles south of Warroad. Many of the children of pioneers and later settlers were educated here until 1951, when it merged with the Warroad School District. Conover School, District 69, Section 26, log schoolhouse was constructed in the summer of 1903. In 1927, as more settlers came, a new and larger school was built and used until 1951. This school, too, was consolidated with the Warroad School. Dan Fortier bought this building and moved it into Warroad, where he remodeled it for his home. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.